President Bush sends Congress his tax plan today. The president wants to slash federal taxes by $1.6 trillion over a decade. It's one of the largest tax cuts in history. But with the government running record surpluses, pressure is growing to make it bigger. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
If you get a tax cut, Iowa Senator Charles Grassley may help decide just how big it is. Grassley is the new chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. He says he supports the Bush tax cut, but he has bad memories of a tax cut that passed during his first year as a senator.
Well, I think that I look back to 1981 and a lot of other tax bills, they have a tendency to get bigger and bigger.
Lawmakers in both parties say they're looking back to 1981. Newly elected President Ronald Reagan wanted to cut taxes, but his tax cut grew in the hands of Congress. Since the government didn't cut spending, it quickly ran up several trillion dollars in debt, which the country is still paying off. Former Congressman Dan Rostenkowski remembers that tax cut.
In 81? Oh, that was a disaster.
Rostenkowski was the Democratic chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, which handles tax policy. Until he ran afoul of ethics rules and spent some time in prison, he was considered the ultimate congressional dealmaker. Now he watches tax wars from the office of his political consulting firm in Chicago. He says countless interest groups want tax changes, and when a tax bill seems likely to pass, they all want a piece of it.
If you're going to revise the code, the one reason you want to put something in one bill is because you don't know whether there's going to be a second one. So you hustle like crazy to try to get what you want into a bill.
Ronald Reagan's 1981 proposal slashed personal income taxes. His plan grew as Democrats, including Rostenkowski, offered competing cuts of their own. A scramble began. Business lobbyists convinced lawmakers to add in tax cuts for business research and tax code changes to make it easier to write off business expenses and tax cuts for oil producers and tax benefits for business executives' stock options. This year, lawmakers face some of the same pressures. President Bush's plan mostly cuts taxes for individuals, but other groups want in. High-tech firms want tax cuts for new investments. Companies that buy computers and other equipment want to make it easier to write off the expense. One of the people making the case for companies is Mark Bloomfield. He's president of a firm that lobbies to increase corporate investments. Bloomfield is trying to rally a coalition of businesses around a plan to slash income taxes for corporations.
That is the key to economic growth, that is the key to job creation, and that is the key to competitiveness. If someone is unemployed, they don't care what their tax rate is. They care more about a job.
That may sound good for the economy, but Democrats warn a growing tax package might wreck the federal budget. President Bush has said he doesn't want the tax plan to grow. And in the House, many Republicans want to move carefully. Congressman Mark Foley of the House Ways and Means Committee says he wants to save some money for President Bush's other priorities.
He's putting a package together on education. He's talking about making certain Social Security is improved. He's talking about reforming Medicare so that it survives and becomes a durable program that seniors can rely on. Those are mutually agreeable goals and destinies for both the Republicans and Democrats.
Yet some lawmakers in both parties say the tax bill should grow. The House and Senate majority leaders say they favor an increase. And the old tax writer Dan Rostenkowski predicts that interest groups will have their chance. The real work comes later as lawmakers privately negotiate a tax bill line by line.
You know, this is all theater now. It's when you get into the room and you're sitting there negotiating whether or not you're going to get votes. There are so many people that will suggest, hell, if I can't get my item in the bill, what do I need the bill for?
As Senate Finance Committee Chairman, Chuck Grassley will have to round up votes for Bush's tax bill. He doesn't want this tax bill to grow. But even Grassley acknowledges he might consider a few small changes if members demand them.
If it's very minor, there might be some consideration. But we can't even do something that would build into 10 or 15 billion.
Senator Grassley has a few minor proposals of his own. He comes from the farming state of Iowa, and he's got 13 green toy tractors lined up on a shelf in his office. Grassley wants to work in a few changes in the tax code to benefit farmers. Other lawmakers have their own priorities, which is why many expect this bill to grow. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.